give a shout out to Mike Moses for the awesome music intro. Check those guys out. They have a podcast called Two Guys, One Mic. I'll drop the link in the post and check them out. Welcome to the episode of Jerk Circle. As always, it's Wayne.
Your boy Ron, 2x7, because that was a problem.
Ronnie, and tonight we have a full house. We have Anthony, Sean, and Darren will be with us tonight, and we're going to talk some football. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Chilling.
Glad you guys could come on the show tonight and talk some football. So first thing we're going to cover, obviously the Dalton signing. No, not huge news, but hey, it's news nonetheless. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm a Jets fan, but I actually think it's a good signing. I think it's nice to have a back quarterback. As a Jets fan, last year I seen fucking how that turned out with Luke Fales and David, I remember his last name, David something, dude, they're both bums. So, you know, you need a backup quarterback. I mean, it's just, you need one. I mean, your quarterback goes down, you can't have bombs come in. I mean, you like watch the Jets play last year, you see what happened.
Especially to the NFL, dude, I feel like there's a lot more injuries than there's ever been.
Yeah, it's a heavy-hitting, hard-hitting league, man, and you need to have depth. You know, depth is crucial in today's league. So Sean's a Cowboy fan, so I'm gonna shoot this over to Shawnee. What do you feel about the signing, Sean?
So I agree with you on the aspect of, you know, in this league, you need a backup quarterback, and not just any backup quarterback. You need a solidified, almost starter as your backup. I mean, you see it when Nick Foles is the backup in Philly. There's tons of, like, Jameis Winston just signed with the Saints. Obviously, I think he's a starting quarterback, but he took that 1 year deal to go, you know, go learn behind Drew Brees, and if they need him, they can have him. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Andy Dalton, but I do think it was a great signing for Dallas. Dallas has not had a backup behind Dak since he's gotten in there. I mean, Cooper Rush, I mean, I don't think he's anything special. So going out there and signing somebody like Andy Dalton, it's big for the locker room. And Dak got injured, you know, at the end of the year last year. Week 16 in that Philly game, he was not healthy. You could see he couldn't throw the ball at all. So having somebody like Dalton in there, like even last year, he could have came in and potentially maybe won that game for them. So, like I said, I'm not the hugest Dalton fan, but I do think it's a great signing for them. And then if he goes up to sign a big contract next year with somebody else, let's just say, you know, somebody needs that quarterback, Dallas will end up getting a comp pick for that in the draft. So I think overall it's a win-win for Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely, too. And plus, with them weapons, Andy Dalton, he's not a great quarterback. I mean, he had his years, but if you put him in that Dallas offense right now with Zeke, with freaking Coop, the hell's his name? CeeDee Lamb, Gallup, fucking Cooper. You guys, I think he can.
That's a certified offense.
Oh,
right
he can there. Absolutely.
Yeah. That line. And Andy Dalton, I mean, he's a good veteran presence to bring to that locker.
He had his years. I think he had
He's won games. Yeah. He's won. Like, he's gotten to the playoffs. It's just the problem is he hasn't been able to finish in the playoffs. But he's taken Cincinnati to a couple playoff appearances.
And he's had at least, like, one or two Pro Bowl years. So he's not a bum. He's definitely...
He's proven.
I see it as, like, if Dak were to go down for four games, let's just say, if Cooper Rush comes in there, you're lucky if Cooper Rush wins one of those games. If Andy Dalton comes there, he could potentially win all four or at least three. He's like, he's like 10 last year.
He automatically, I think, becomes the top backup in the league.
Yeah, and another thing for him is he's proven, actually, statistic-wise, he's really good indoors. And you play in the Dome in Dallas, so it's going to help him out. And like you said,
oh, absolutely.
Dallas has all the weapons you need on offense. They have the offensive line, you have the running back, the receivers. So he'll just be able to sit back there and sling it. So, I mean, like I said, I think it's a great signing.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they thought maybe Jacksonville, he has ties with Gruden, Tyler Eifert, maybe New England, you know what I mean, Belichick. Brady's gone, so an opportunity to go there and start. But we've been seeing, like, Teddy Bridgewater. You go to the Saints, you play a couple games, massive payday. Jameis Winston, the same thing. He didn't want to sit around, wait for a
starting position.
And maybe he didn't like it, you know, maybe he didn't like his options. You go to the Saints, you sit behind him, maybe you come in, you know, you're gonna have a couple good games, get a good payday, because Winston threw 5,000 yards.
He was offered a better deal from Pittsburgh, and he declined it.
Who is that? Dalton was offered a better deal in Pittsburgh.
No, Winston was offered a better deal.
Yeah, but you, what do you think? You think it's a better environment? What do you think's a better place to be, Pittsburgh or
New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
you're gonna go New Orleans any day of the week.
That had to go in the thinking. You know, yeah, you can go to Pittsburgh and get more money, but Big Ben
and probably start.
Big Ben goes down though. Who are you throwing to? You got Juju. That's it. Yeah. No one else really on that team.
John Connor was banged up all of last
year. Exactly. So you go to you go to New Orleans. Breeze gets hurt. You have a full fucking.
Yeah, but dude, Breeze doesn't get touched.
But then again, even if Breeze doesn't get hurt, Breeze has. He still looks like
he
has years on him.
He got hurt last year.
Realistically,
he got hurt last year. Bridgewater came in and had a couple games. What do you mean? Bridgewater got paid off that.
But think about this, you know, if Breeze is to retire, they don't re-up his contract again next year. Who's to say Winston can't potentially keep that job for good
exactly.
if he goes out?
Right.
He has a chance for the future to stay there. And if anything, another potential is what if one of these starting quarterbacks in the league go down? You think of somebody
offers.
Like Dalton and Winston, they might get a trade offer. Yeah, that could be a big, you know, big trade later in the season. You never know. Yeah. I mean, I think these guys are great backups to have, but if somebody's doing good this year and they lose their starting quarterback, they will throw a big pick. For a solid starting quarterback to keep their season rolling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I also think, too, with the Dalton signing, you think maybe it's a little, like, nudge to Dak to, like, hey, like, if you don't want to play, we got Dalton. You know what I mean? It might be a little nudge to him to say, get your ass in gear. You know, then there was a lot of contract talk, you know, with Dak. So it could be a little, you know, a nudge, you know, to, hey, we'll move on. I mean, I don't think they want to move on. You know what I mean? But
no,
it might just
I do.
Be...
I've seen this story before with them, you know, with Des Bryant. They waited all the way to last week. This deal will get done. But I see it as you got a new coaching staff. You got to get this thing done. This thing should have been done a while ago.
Oh, for sure.
You got to get in there. You got to get in there and learn the new offense. You got to get your quarterback in there. Like, they got to get this deal done ASAP.
Yeah, Dallas fucked up with the Cooper deal. When they traded him, they should have renegotiated his contract.
Well, yeah,
traded for him, they waited. Then he had two good years. Now he has leverage. Now you got to sign him to big money. You know, he was coming off some okay years with Oakland. He wasn't really nothing to write home about.
Yeah.
You know?
The one thing with Cooper, though, too, is he got offered way more money with the Redskins than he stayed in Dallas, though. So that was one thing I appreciate.
Well, I mean, who wants to go to Washington, though?
Oh, hell no. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go there.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously the money, you know, money is good, but sometimes it's almost like selling your soul to the devil. Or you want to go get paid or you want to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but moving on from that, Ron, what you got on the 2017 draftees?
Yeah, so, you know, news coming out. It's the top five picks, I think. Only Myles Garrett, his fifth-year option, was picked up. So the top five that year was Myles Garrett, Mitch Trubisky. Remember, Bears traded up over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. They traded up to number two. Trubisky, which is going to go down as one of the worst draft trades in ever. You trade up all the way to two. I think there were three, actually, but you trade up to two for Trubisky. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's fucking
insane.
Number three, third overall pick was Solomon Thomas. I think he went to San Fran. He got denied. Fournette was number four, denied. And Corey Davis, number Tennessee, the fifth overall pick, wide receiver, denied. So only Myles Garrett out of the top five of that 2017 draft contract was picked up for the fifth-year option, which goes to show you know what I mean?
A lot of teams going big on the talent that just, you know, some of them never just panned out.
Yeah, and for Jacksonville, we had this conversation. Running backs aren't what they used to be. You don't take a running back top five. You don't take a run. People were saying you don't take a running back in the first round regardless. You know what I mean? They're used up. People use them. They run them into the ground. They get rid of them. And it's just not a premium position anymore. It's a passing league. You need to be a running back in the NFL now, they pretty much want you to be a slot receiver. They want you to be able to line up, catch 80 balls, and it's just how it is, man. So, yeah, that's why Fournette's been productive for us, but you're just not going to pay a running back that money. I mean, I honestly think Zeke is the last running back you'll see. Saquon Barkley might get a paycheck.
Bell got a nice little pay, you know, from the Jets.
Well, McCaffrey just got the big bucks.
Yeah, McCaffrey was the largest contract
signing
for running back.
But McCaffrey's different. Like I'm saying, he's catching 100 balls a year.
Yeah,
he's the kind of back. You're right. That's a good point. I got to rephrase the thing. Them kind of backs, McCaffrey. You have to catch 80 to 90 balls, you know what I mean? You got to be able to line up in the slot. those are going to get paid. Them run between the tackle backs, them bruisers, you know what I mean. The Jerome Bettises of the world, the Fournettes, the bruisers,
Thomas Jones.
They're not going to get the pay because they're not going to want to pay.
Just look at all the running backs that are getting moved, like Gurley. You look at him. David Johnson just got traded. He's not what he used to be. Devontae Freeman got cut. Like all these guys who are just banging, you know, bang for your buck running backs. You get that first contract, maybe you'll get an extension, but they hardly ever make it through the extension. They get cut or traded before they even finish with another contract.
Yeah, the Gurley cut was that was very shocking to me.
He's almost out of knees. My man ain't got no knees left.
I mean, they definitely did him dirty, though. I think there was a lot more shit going on behind the scenes. I think he was more banged up than what they let us, what they wanted out to people to believe. And obviously they knew he was pretty much done. They use and abuse him, and then it cut you. That's actually kind of sad,
but
if you think about it.
That's the base of the NFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we're going to have a little fun tonight. We're going to move on and do a little bit of a prediction of our team schedule. I'm a Jets fan. Ronald's Jags. Anthony's a Buccaneer. Darren's a Packer, and Sean's a Cowboy fan. So we're going to go ahead and give a prediction of our team's records this year. We're going to shoot off tonight. We're going to go first. We're going to give it to Anthony. With the big news, the Buccaneers, and they're hot. I figure we'll give him the top off.
Yeah, I got the schedule right here too, Ant. So I'm just gonna shout you out.
And don't be biased. Let's be realistic. Yeah, come on.
What am I ever biased?
Sorry, it's not good. All right.
All right, we'll see right here. You guys ready? Ant, you ready?
I always agree
to that. 50 touchdowns.
All right, here we go. So let's go with Atlanta. Who you got? You give me
Atlanta.
Yeah, you can give me both.
Oh, we're winning both of these.
You taking two dubs right away?
Oh, two dubs.
All right, that's one and one.
What does Atlanta have? Julio, can't catch a touchdown.
Listen,
in the red zone at least.
All right, let's go to Carolina. Give me the two against Carolina.
Don't remember. You got to play one. You got to play one in Carolina and one at home.
Yep.
And that all depends on if we stop McCaffrey. Because we split the series last year because first game we stopped McCaffrey, second game we didn't.
Oh, I thought it was because one game Winston threw seven picks, the other game they only threw four.
Whatever way you want to look at it.
So are you splitting or are you going, you're taking two dubs? What are you feeling?
I'll split it.
You gonna split it? Hey, division games are always tough.
Always tough.
Always tough. Everyone knows
the Panthers are a tough team to play.
Absolutely.
The defense is gritty.
And let's see, they took the Panthers too. They took all defensive players in their draft.
They're bulking up on a D side.
They definitely bulked up. All right, let's go Chicago.
Who's your quarterback again?
It's probably gonna be Nick Foles.
Yeah, probably Foles by then. Maybe by then, it's Trubisky and Foles right now. Probably going for the starting job.
That's a dub.
That's a dub. Dub for Chicago. You ain't afraid of that D, Tom? All right.
I ain't afraid of that D.
Next is Denver. Denver. Loaded up on firepower this draft.
Drew Lock is garbage.
How can you say that? He had 1 year to play. Not even.
He's got a bunch of rookies to throw to, bro. Courtland Sutton's one in his second year, third year, something like that.
Yeah, Dolphant. They got Jared Judy. They got Melvin Gordon this year.
So you're just going to keep handing the ball off?
Yeah, it's a lot of weapons. I think Denver had a hell of a draft. They fucking they loaded up on talent.
I think it takes a couple years for Denver to kind of get into that winning stage, though. Get back into it.
He has to be able to gel with the receivers, get timing and stuff down right. I don't think you get.
And you got to think there may not be no training camp or anything either. So
exactly.
Who knows how much time they're going to have with these guys?
All right. So right. Where are you going in?
Oh, that's a dub.
That's a dub. Okay. Next, Detroit.
That might actually be a shootout.
Shootout with Detroit. Matt Patricia coming back for
the revenge. Stafford, dude. He gets lucky.
So what are you feeling?
It's a dub.
That's a dub. There it is. New Orleans.
I'm going to split that.
And the Orioles are going to split?
Yeah. They take the one at home. We'll take ours at home.
All right. The New York Football Giants.
The Giants.
That shouldn't even be a question.
That's a dub?
That's a dub.
Okay. The Las Vegas Raiders.
That's...
What are you taking?
Who's starting?
What are you taking?
Who's starting quarterback? Derek Carr or Mariota?
I'm taking Carr.
I think Derek Carr is going to have a good year this year.
I still think it's dub, too. He said dub.
I said dub. All right. Green Bay.
Here we go.
Here we go. First one of the night.
Darren, hold your thought process until your prediction.
Yeah, you never know, man. Jordan Love could be starting by then.
I have to give the edge to Tampa. We have the better receivers. We have the better receiving core in general.
What about the quarterback? Is he a better quarterback?
Listen, I still firmly believe that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback.
But you're taking the dub.
Yeah. I'll take like by 3 points, all bro. Right, like,
we'll give you 3 points. All right, Minnesota. Good team. Good team. Don't sleep on Minnesota. A lot of people sleep on
Is it in Minnesota?
No. I believe it is. I think it is. You give it to Minnie?
What?
You give it to Minnesota?
Yeah.
Minnesota takes the dub.
Wow.
Let's go with the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin Herbert, Tyrod Taylor, who knows?
That's an easy dub.
You're not afraid of the defense? Bosa and Ingram? Or Ingram? Yeah.
Melvin. Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to be hurt by the time he plays.
And finally, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, that's a dub.
That's a dub. All right, so let's do this tally up.
Look at the last time Brady played against the Rams.
What, 13-3? Or 13-4?
12-4.
I'll take the 12-4.
So you got losses to Carolina, New Orleans, Minnesota, and who was your loss to?
I think that was it.
Yeah, I think it was
13-3.
That's what I thought it was. 13-3. Okay. So 13. And that's good. I mean, that's a good record in general. Plus, I mean, you got the extra wild card spot this year.
Yeah,
so
that's huge.
That's a good. That's huge for a lot of teams.
Yeah. It's gonna be crazy though, because you got to think only one team gets the bye this year. There's only one bye week.
Yeah.
More football.
One team. Yeah.
A lot more football games. I'm cool with it.
So Anthony's got the Buccaneers, the newly led Buccaneers, Tom Brady era, 13-3.
No, we were having a little scuttlebutt last night.
Let me take this one.
Let
me take this one. Okay. So this dirtbag Ronald was saying to us that Tom Brady. It's actually on our poll on our Facebook page. So if you haven't voted, please vote. That Brady will throw 40 touchdown passes. 40 of them bitches. Now, Anthony, you're a Buccaneers fan. What do you think? Give it to me straight. No bullshit. Do you think he's throwing 40 TDs this year, yes or no?
He's got probably the best receiving core he's ever had in his career.
Thank you.
I don't know about his career.
Except for Moss.
Who?
Aaron Hernandez, Gronkowski. I mean, he's had some receivers. Don't get it fucked up.
We can't even mention Aaron Hernandez, all right?
Oh, what? Is he a murderer? He was murdering on and off the field, man.
What?
But in all seriousness, though, Winston probably has, at this point in Tom Brady's career, if you're going to sit there and say Winston doesn't have the physical attributes over Tom Brady.
Absolutely does. But you know what? There's probably been...
You're crazy.
Since Tom Brady's been a quarterback...
You're crazy. And he only threw 30.
Tom Brady has been a quarterback, there's probably been over 200 quarterbacks that have come in the league with better physical traits. It's the mind. It's the ball placement. It's the offense. Tom Brady is going to throw 40 touchdown passes this year.
No way.
Put it down.
What do you think, Anthony? 40. You think he's doing 40?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking he throws anywhere between 27, 28 to 35.
No, 40.
He's not throwing 40.
I would agree with that. I would say hovers around 30-ish, dude.
Our defense is nice. Like we were top five in rush defense last year.
Yeah, you did have a snug D.
He's gonna have to score more. That's what I'm saying. Like it's not.
Right. Okay. But just think about this though too. You do have a decent running back field back there too. You got some decent runners. So everybody's gonna be afraid of the Gronkowski, Evans, Goodwin, O.J. Howard. You don't think they're gonna run the ball?
No.
You don't think they're gonna run?
I think they're gonna incorporate screen passes, little dumps out there. I'm telling you.
Listen,
Tom Brady, healthy, 41 years old, throwing 40 bombs. Holla at your boy.
I don't even think Lamar Jackson, who won MVP, threw for 40 TDs.
He threw 35.
Okay, didn't they 40?
Yeah, and they're number one rushing attack in the NFL. So you're telling me he can lead? They broke records last year in the NFL for rushing, and he threw 35 bombs.
That's a whole different.
See this pencil? Boom. That's Brady. No. Brady's going to throw it. I'm telling you.
He only threw 28 last year.
With bums. With bums. 40 touchdowns. Put it in the books.
By the way, we bet $150 on this, too, me and Ron.
$150.
So that's a spitter. $150 that he doesn't throw 40. And if he does, I give him the bread. If he doesn't, he gives me the bread. So you guys heard it first on Jerk Circle Podcast. That I'm going to be $150 richer by the NFL season.
And if you don't pay up, I'm
good luck getting that $150, bud.
Yeah, he still owes the Wang $20 for a championship.
He still owes me $50 from 2 years ago in fantasy.
I paid you that. Come on, through that bullshit. I paid you.
That's right, because guess what? If he wins, he ain't getting it, so he got everything coming. I didn't part Johnson. You motherfuckers know that.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Green Bay. Let's have Darren.
We're going to go Darren? All right.
All right, Darren, we'll go with the Packers. Give us your against the Bears.
No, I think we take two against the Bears. That quarterback situation, I don't think Nick Foles is the answer for them. That defense is nasty, but I just don't think that offense improves by very much. I think we take two against the Bears.
Two against the Bears. All right, let's go with Lions.
Lions, we played the Lions tough. I don't know, man. I think I personally think we lose the division this year. But if anybody's going to take one, it might be a sneaky ass Lions. But I say we sweep.
That's two more dubs. All right, let's go Vikings.
Vikings, I think we bust out the Vikings this year.
So you think you're sweeping, going a perfect 6-0 in the division?
I think so, dude. I think so.
Can somebody give me a numbers check? When's the last time Green Bay was 6-0 in the division?
Dude, personally, I'll tell you why. I'll give you my reasoning. I think the drafting of Jordan Love is going to give Aaron Rodgers that chip on his shoulder, bro, that he's been looking for. Yeah, I think he's just been looking for it. They drafted that competition dude, pretty much saying, hey, his replacement – get your shit going, because in a couple of years we can ship you off if we want to.
So
I think he's feeling real disrespected right now, and I think he's like, you know what? I'm going to show you I still got it.
So you're telling me
I think he's coming out proving a big point this year. I think we take the division, yes.
Okay, so you're telling me Green Bay,
Green Bay did to improve their offense was
draft a backup quarterback, a third string running back, and a tight end / fullback, and you think you're sweeping the division.
But you also have guys coming back this year like Alan Lazard, who stepped up big last year. You have him come back, and you have Aaron Rodgers in the second year in this offense.
And MBS coming more. Back.
MBS, and you got Equanimous St. Brown come back. It's like we have receivers. It's just they're all young. They just need ability to adjust and improve, and honestly, they just need to play. And I think Alan Lazard takes a big step this year, and hopefully he becomes that number two receiver and steps up that we look for. You know, EQ, Equanimous St. Brown, jumping that slot, I think that'd be pretty nice for him. And then Aaron Jones, hopefully he can have another bust-out year this year.
All right, so that's 6-0 in the division. Let's go to the Falcons.
I think we take the Falcons. Give me that.
Nice. That's a dub. Next, the Panthers.
Panthers. Where's that game at?
I believe we looked it up. I think it's at home.
That Lambeau. No, I think we lose to the Panthers this year, even though it was at home. I think the Panthers take that one this year.
Panthers take one? All right. Let's go to Jacksonville.
No, I think we take Jacksonville. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a dub. Tennessee. Good team. Good team.
Tennessee is a good team. Ryan Tannehill showed out when he got that spot last year. So
solid defense.
Got the
great running game.
Around. King Henry. Where's that game? Green Bay?
That game is at Green Bay, yes.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know, we're at home. I'm taking it.
All right, next is the Eagles at home.
Eagles. Green Bay's home?
Yep.
They got a good offense, but I'm taking that one, too. Give me that.
All right. Next would be the Saints.
Nah, I think we take that right there. I think the Saints. That's in the Superdome, pretty sure.
Yep. All right, next is the Bucs.
I don't know, dude. Brady's first year, new offense. Brady's first year, new offense. You know, got a little age on him. Arm's not what he used to be. It's in Tampa Bay, though, so, you know, I'll give that one to Tampa. I think they take that.
All right, it's Tampa.
And just for the record, Green Bay swept the division last year.
What was the division record last year, Ant?
They were 6-0.
Oh, they swept the division last year?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Well, just look at that.
But the last time before that was 2011.
Okay. Let's go Houston.
I think we take Houston. I'll take Houston.
That's a dub. All right, let's go Colts.
Colts? Who? Nah, we take Colts. Give me that.
Take the Colts. That's a dub. And last but not least, the 49ers.
49ers, no. They got that.
So you give it to the Niners?
I'll give them that one. I think if we meet them in the playoffs, I think we take them out in the playoffs. Like I said, I think Aaron Rodgers come back with a real chip on his shoulder this year after that draft. I think he's coming back aggressive. I think he's coming back looking for gold, baby.
I don't know if the Niners' defense is going to be as good as it was last year.
We'll see. We'll see.
Almost proven that most teams' defenses don't carry over to the next year. It's very rare that they do. You look at teams like the Ravens, they're like one of the exceptions. But a lot of these teams that have really good defenses one year, when they go to that next season, it just drops off. Like, look at Dallas, for instance. They were rocking, you know, when they got that Cooper trade, that defense was rolling. And last year, it was unreliable, to say the least. They couldn't stop anything.
All right, so 12-4, Darren, which was the same record you posted the other night. So 12-4. So far we have 13-3, I believe, right? Yeah. So we have the Bucks at 13-3, and then 12-4. So we got a bunch of winners right now.
I mean, listen, dude, it's the same. I'm pretty sure it's the same record they had last year. Where were they at? 13-3 last year, 12-4.
Yeah, good round. I mean, 13-3 last year.
Like, and the thing is, we didn't get worse. So I don't, like, we didn't get worse in very any way. I think that linebacker signing with Kurt, what the fuck's his name, Kirksey? Or I forget the name, we signed for the Browns.
Jacksonville, right?
I forget his name, but
it's Christian Kirksey.
Kirksey. I couldn't think of his name. I think he comes in. I think he plays a big part because Green Bay usually, when they sign free agents, they usually put him to good use. I think he comes in. He plays a big part. I think he helps that defense, and I think
you got to think too. It's year two, you know, with the floor.
With the floor, yeah.
And second year, so it'll be, you know, they'll know more of the offense and know more of the team, so that helps too.
And this year is all going to rely on Rodgers and how he plays this year, I believe.
All right. With that said, let's move on. Let's go to the Jets. The New York, not
New York. Yeah,
I thought we were doing all the winning teams first.
Oh, you got jokes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now he got Tom Brady, so he thinks he's a winner all of a sudden.
Gotta go.
Okay, listen here. Last time Super Bowl Buccaneers had, Brad Johnson was a quarterback, okay? Who the fuck is Brad Johnson? God, I didn't want to hear nothing, okay? They've been all 8 years.
Super Bowl winner. That's who Brad Johnson is.
Yeah, you're right on that. No, the defense is anyway, Super Bowl winner.
Who y'all need is Marcus Sanchez. Y'all need to give him.
Don't get me started on the same as the Sanchez. I love me some Mark Sanchez. I think the Jets did him dirty. That's a whole other podcast.
You tell Le'Veon pushing weight back on.
Le'Veon's bulked up. What are you talking about?
All right, let's go to the Jets.
So, listen, I got. I'm not biased. I might be a little biased.
All right, let's go two against Buffalo.
Oh, they're dubs. Easy dubs.
You're sweeping
Buffalo.
Listen,
let me tell you something. Okay, last year, my boy Donald had mono. Almost spleen was ready to blow apart. And he still almost, he had the Jets winning until they collapsed. Okay, at MetLife. I was there. Day one, baby. They were kicking up, and they collapsed. And that was with Darnold had mono. Now you're adding another, like you said earlier, another year with Gase. Another year in that offense. Another year with Bell. Now you're pulling the draft, you know, the offensive line is, I think, is bulkier. You got Denzel Mims, you know. The defense is getting a little bit stingier. It ain't there yet, but that's dumb. Those are two dubs, easy. I don't trust Josh Allen at all. He just can't get it done. I'm sorry. All right,
let's go to the Colts.
That's a dub.
Colts are a dub.
That's a dub.
Disrespecting Philip Rivers and his 15 kids like that?
Well, I don't think Rivers is what he once was. I mean, I think he does have some life left on him, but I don't think it's going to be enough to get it done in Indy. I just don't see it. I don't think they have. I mean, they do it. They did do some. The draft was very well this year. They did a great job drafting. I just don't see them competing with, you know, a lot of AFC teams this year, or NFC teams for that matter.
Let's go to Kansas City.
Honestly, dude, I think that the Jets Colts is going to be one of those typical, like, Phillip Rivers last play, they win by 1 point kind of game.
If you don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
All right, so we got Kansas City is your first L.
Oh, for sure. That's everybody's L.
Let's go to the Chargers.
Chargers? That's a win.
That's a W.
That's a dub, yeah. I ain't afraid of nobody.
You ain't afraid of that D?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's a W.
I ain't afraid of that D at all.
The Rams.
That's tricky. I think it depends on where it is. I think it's
very just the Rams.
You're at the Rams.
I think that might be a loss. If it's the Rams at from a couple years ago, easy, it's a loss. If it's the inconsistent Rams, it's a win.
What do you think it was?
I think depends on. I really do think I'm going to give it a loss because I think the Rams. I think they will be a good team this year. I think they'll bounce back. So, and you know, I don't think the Jets have enough firepower.
To keep up with the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be the enigma of the league this year. I think they can beat every team, and I think they can get beat by every team.
Yeah, they're just inconsistent. They're very inconsistent. You know, they can be like you said. They can beat any team. And they could lose any team. So I think it really depends on that game is what team shows up. But I think the winning team will show up in the Rams and they'll be the Jets.
All right, let's go Miami, too.
That's two dubs.
You're taking two dubs.
Two dubs. I'm not scared of Tua in his hip. I'll break his hip right now.
What about your boy Fitzpatrick?
Oh, get him out of there. He's a bum. Fitzpatrick will start. We all know how it goes. We all know the Fitzpatrick story.
Yeah.
I know it very well because he's been 2 years with the Jets. Plays like a madman. He wins the hearts of you, and then he takes a shit right in your right.
Let me ask you a question: what if the schedule comes out?
I can vouch for it.
What if he's gonna
win two games and he's gonna come out and puff that chest there out again, baby?
That's what I'm saying. That means, like, can I kind of get a scenario in? Week one, Miami versus the Jets. They put the camera on the Ryan Fitzpatrick walking into the stadium. Second button on his shirt undone. Chest hair out, glasses on, gold.
Still a loss, because you know why? Slinging Sammy's coming to town. That's why it's a loss.
Okay, two dubs. All right, let's go to New England.
Those are two dubs right
you're
there.
Get them out of here.
Sweep them at MetLife, Foxborough, Lambeau. Don't sweep them anywhere. It don't matter.
Get them, though.
They're getting swept.
You're sweeping them.
Swept.
All right.
Get the brooms.
Let's go to Seattle.
Ooh, that's a loss. That's a tough. Oh, Seattle is always a tough ass team.
Seattle, humble your team real quick.
Yeah, Seattle will smack your lips right off your face and with the 12th man. So that's a loss, I think.
Whoa! But there might not be any fans in the stadium. Is that change your mind?
If there's no fans, I think the Jets have a chance.
Okay.
Which I think they but I still think though Russell Wilson, you can't count that dude out at all at any given on any given day, any given time, any given Sunday.
Especially later in the year in New York. I mean, regardless of the fans, the weather getting get kind of nasty out there.
I think it's. I just don't see. I think Russell's gonna get it done.
All right, let's go to Denver.
That's a win. I don't trust Drew Lock. I don't care if T.O. and Randy Moss are out there. I don't trust Drew Lock.
What about their D? Von Miller, Bradley Chubb.
That's all right. We'll smack them.
AJ Boye.
I ain't worried about them.
No.
I ain't worried about them.
He said COVID got him down.
All right.
How about the Las Vegas Raiders?
The Raiders. That's a dub.
Okay.
I think honestly, John Gruden should never came back to the NFL.
Really?
I think he.
$10-year, $100 million contract.
Listen, I think he is so far behind in the league today. I just don't think he's up to date with how it's done. Yeah. And I think they screwed up big time by giving him that big money for that long. Yeah, that was a bad decision for sure.
Let's go to the Arizona.
That's a tough one. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Kirk.
That's a tough one.
Fitzgerald.
I think I'm about to give the
Arizona. Kenny Drake.
I'm about to give the Arizona.
Hopkins.
Yeah, that's tough.
I think that's what that is home though for the Jets.
I still
forget about my boy Andy Isabella in there too.
I think I'm about to give Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, I think that's going to give Arizona.
San Fran.
Hell, that's a loss.
San Francisco.
Yeah, they'll just run everywhere. They'll run from the MetLife to Lambeau. They don't give a shit.
Cleveland.
That's a win. I told you. Darnold owes Baker one.
Yeah.
He owes Baker.
Jimmy G has the fucking easiest job, bro. All you got to do is turn around and hand the fucking ball
up. Right, Jimmy G. I don't trust Jimmy G.
All right, so we have you at 11-5, which I think...
It changed from 10. It was 10-6 the other time.
So let's see what changed.
Dude, the fucking Jets can go 2-14, bro. As long as they beat the Patriots twice, they don't care.
Yeah, so I think...
Watch your mouth.
Because this is a little interesting, because you got him at 11-5.
I'll call Matt McFlure right now and tell him to put Jordan Love in. Stop your bullshit.
Nah, because he will. Don't do that.
You got 11-5. I got the Jets at 8-8.
Disrespect my team like that.
I got the Jets at 8-8. Let me see what I got. Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay is sweeping the division. I think they're at least losing one to the Bears. They're losing one to the Vikings.
I think the last time we did the predictions, they gave one to Miami.
Go down the list of quarterbacks in that division.
There was a 6 or 7 week stretch last year. Kirk Cousins was the best quarterback in football. He was dropping dimes after
dimes. Kirk Cousins isn't the end. I'm telling you, Kirk Cousins is going to have a dick year this year, I believe. I don't think he's going to do that good this year.
I said this before, and I'll say it again. Thank the sweet Lord above, baby Jesus, that Kirk Cousins did not want to go to New York because he is not a winner. Listen, I don't care what you do in the regular season. I don't care what you do. Can you win big games? That's what I want to know. And can Kirk
even win big games in a regular season.
Right. Has Kirk proved that he can win big games? Has he?
No.
Look at his Monday night record. He won a big, big game this past playoffs. So, he went to San Fran and he was doing duty again.
Right.
So,
I mean, he's what, 2-12 on Monday Night Football?
He has no wins on Monday Night Football.
Even better. And it's funny you say that, the quarterbacks being a good stretch. Darnold was actually, the last 6 weeks of the season as well, Darnold actually outplayed 90% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. He threw for more touchdown passes than Tom Brady, Mahomes. His percentage was higher than all of them. So, hey, if we're talking streaky players, don't forget about Darnold, baby. Once he gets hot, it's over.
Right.
But what about that offensive line?
Listen, the offensive line did scare me last year, for sure. That was ugly. He got sacked in 6 games 33 times, okay? He took a beat down. But
he did.
With this offensive line, I do like what they did. Finally, they drafted some linemen in the draft. I mean, Beckham's a fucking freak. The dude's 6'7", almost 400 pounds. The question is, can he be what he's supposed to be? Can he get to that level? And I think he can. I think he'll get coached. He'll get coached very well, and I think he will be what he's supposed to be, which is going to be an all-pro, you know, tackle.
All right, so let's go with our first three here.
And they made a lot of moves, too, in the in the offseason. They signed a lot of linemen, you know. So they're bulking up. They're adding depth. So I think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Joe Douglas said he wanted to protect Sam
Darnold.
I tell
you what, though, too. I do like me some Denzel Mims. That guy is a freak.
I
thought he might have snuck into the first round, potentially. Same with Michael Pittman for the Colts. Those guys, very good picks in the second round for both those teams.
Right now,
yeah, he's actually wearing, I think he said he was going to wear, I forget what number he said he was going to wear.
I think it was like 18 or some shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wanted to wear it. The number that he wanted to wear was how many receivers were taken before him.
Yeah.
So that when you got that kind of attitude, you're gritty, you're playing with a chip on your shoulder. I like that.
Right.
I like that.
So we got Bucks at 13-3, Green Bay at 12-4, Jets at 11-5.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of winners over here.
Miami always ends up beating Jets.
Guess what?
You better retract, Ron. I'll bring that pencil.
Retract the shit. It's what it is. If you put it down, 11-5, keep it.
All right, deal.
I'm putting asterisks by it, though, because I think they're going 8-8.
I don't care what you think.
All right, let's go to the Cowboys.
Over to you, Shawnee.
All right, Shawnee, give me two against the Redskins.
So, you know, I don't trust Dwayne Haskins at all. I'm going to be honest. I don't think he's got it. I mean,
That front seven, though. That front seven.
Listen, I'll get to the defense in a second. Let me break down that offense. Their receivers, other than Terry McLaurin, garbage. They don't got anybody behind that guy. Like, that is their whole offense.
Thaddeus Moss.
Yeah.
And he's got rid of Trent Williams.
You know, Thaddeus Moss went undrafted for a reason because they don't even know a position to put this guy at. Is he a tight end? Is he a receiver? What is this guy? So, I mean, can they make some noise potentially? Sure. But I think, like you said, that's all from that defense. That defensive line is loaded. Look at all the first-round picks on that line. From Young, Sweat, Payne, all of them. They're just, you know, they are absolutely loaded on that defensive line. Kerrigan's still there. So, you know, you mix that all in. You have a good front seven in this league, you can win some games. With that being said, the Redskins haven't beaten Dallas really much over the last 5-6 years. So I'm going to say Dallas takes both of those against the Redskins.
Two dubs. All right, let's go Giants, too.
So with the Giants, again, it's another situation where I don't really trust the quarterback too much. And I think they have a solid receiving core. I don't think it's great by any means. Slayton had an okay year, you know, as a rookie. But, you know, and then, you know, they have Evan Engram and Barkley, but Dallas usually does pretty well against Barkley. The wild card here, as much as I'm so glad that he is not a Dallas Cowboy anymore, is Jason Garrett. The one thing he did do well as a coach is do really well against the division and other teams that he played against a lot, like the Rams and like Seahawks. Like, he always coaches well against certain teams. So I do think the Giants still won. I think they split that 1-1.
1-1. All right, let's go to two against Philly.
Philly's always a split to me. It's very rare that Dallas beats them. I know a couple years ago they swept them, but it's a 1-1. And I actually think Dallas wins at the link, and Philly wins in Dallas this year. All
right, let's go Baltimore.
So I spoke on this the other day with somebody that I think if there's any team that matches up with Dallas and offensive weapons well, it's Baltimore. They have starting corners all across the board. The safeties are great there. That front seven is nasty. You add Patrick Queen to that. So I do think Baltimore takes that one because it's in Baltimore. Now, I do think Dallas could beat Baltimore, but I think they would have a better chance if it was in Dallas. So since it's at Baltimore, I'm going to give it to Baltimore.
Baltimore. All right, let's go down to Cincinnati.
Oh, Dub. Listen, don't get me wrong. I like some Joe Burrow. And I think he's got some really good talent in Cincy. I'm not really sold on their, you know, Zach Taylor is their coach. I'm not really sold on the rest of that team. I think Burrow will be a good quarterback in this league, but I think Dallas smacks them around.
All right, let's go Cleveland.
Again, another smacker. I think Dallas pounds them. I like Baker. I do think, you know, getting a new coach in there will help that team out. It'll help Baker grow a little bit. Byron Jones is gone, so I don't know how they'll handle Odell, but in the past, Dallas has done a pretty decent job against Odell. They got tons of weapons with Hooper. You know, they still got Chubb. They got Hunt. You know, fuck that guy, if I'm being honest, but they got him. You know, they got a lot of weapons, but I do think Dallas, potentially in a shootout, does get you know, they beat the Cleveland. They beat them.
All right, let's go the Arizona Cardinals.
This was a toss up for me. Again, another team where it's just weapons on weapons on weapons. This will be another shootout game if you ask me. Both of these
high-power teams this year.
Yeah,
like a lot of high offense. Like you just look at the Kansas City model. A lot of teams are trying to follow that. They're just trying to stack up on offense, and they'll just put an okay defense out there and see how it does.
It's
almost
like an arms race, you know. It's just like who could get the biggest weapons, fastest weapons.
Yeah, like Ronald said, look at Denver. You can see they're trying to model completely after Kansas City. They just drafted speed and weapons. They're just loading up on offense, you know. And a lot of teams, I think, are going to start to take that mold and run with it until somebody stops it. So. I do think Dallas gets the upper hand only because it's in Dallas. I think if it was in Arizona could take it. Again, I think that's going to be a potential 40-40 game. Like, you're going to see 40 burgers in that game. It's going to be lights out in Dallas that week.
So that's a W.
Yep.
Let's go San Fran.
I'm with Darren on this one. I think San Fran gets them in the regular season, and if Dallas were to meet them in the playoffs, I think Dallas would get them in the playoffs.
So you're going with San Fran?
I'm going to give it to San Fran, but again, I'm not sold on Jimmy G. A lot of people are. I see him as a bona fide guy who can throw the ball 10 yards, but you saw it. He cost the team a Super Bowl. He couldn't hit that deep shot to Emmanuel Sanders. I just don't think he's a great starting quarterback. If I had to compare him to anybody, I think he's a little bit better than Andy Dalton, if I'm being honest. He's right above Andy.
Yep. Let's go to next would be Atlanta.
I'm with Anthony. I don't see Atlanta as much of a threat. Can Matt Ryan and Julio get hot with Calvin Ridley? I think they can. Todd Gurley's got arthritis. Listen, I like Todd Gurley, but he can't recover from that. It's arthritis. It's not like he's injured. He's got arthritis in his knee. Yeah. It's tearing him down. I mean, I think it's a good addition to have in the running back room, but that defense, nobody on that defense scares me except maybe Deion Jones, which a linebacker is not really going to change the game too much. So I think Dallas beats Atlanta.
Let's go to the Rams.
Again, Rams, they're, like you said, a team that can win or lose every week. They got a great coach in McVay. I'm not sold on Jared Goff. Can he have good games every now and then? Yes. I do think Dallas played well, really close game, but I think Dallas goes to LA and gets them.
All right, that's a dub. Let's go to Seattle.
I'm going to give that one to Seattle because it's in Seattle. But I am with Wayne. He made a good point. If there's no fans in the stadium, depending on the time of the year, if Dallas would say they go to Seattle like week two or three, I think Dallas has a good chance of playing an empty Century Link. I mean, it's still a tough place to play. Don't get me wrong. I mean, just the atmosphere, even if it's empty, it's just a stadium that you go in there and it's hard to win. It's just really tough to win there. So, but I am going to give it to Seattle, though.
All right, let's go Minnesota.
Minnesota came into Dallas and beat them last year, and I do think that was truly because of the coaching staff. I am a big, 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 big hater of Jason Garrett. I cannot stand the fact that this man was coaching for this damn long. You have no idea how happy. That was the best news of my life, seeing him get fired. You know, Dallas was driving down the field, down 4 points. Dak's just slicing his defense up, and what do? They give it to Zeke 3 times in a row, and they lose the game. Can't stand it, but I think Dallas goes into Minnesota. I don't think Justin Jeffries is big of a deal as a lot of people are making him out to be. I think he's going to be a really good slot receiver in this league, but he's not going to replace Stephon Diggs. Thielen, who knows if he's going to be healthy most of the time. I think Dallas goes in there and beats them. They have a really good record against Kirk Cousins.
Damn, a lot of people sleeping on Minnesota, I feel like. All right, let's go to...
No, I think Minnesota's, they're well coached. So listen, don't get me wrong. I think that, like, again, Minnesota's one of those teams Dallas plays well, and I just think that Dallas just out weapons. I think a lot of the ways Dallas is going to win this year is just by having that high powered offense. I don't see Dallas' defense making too many stops. I mean, I do like Trevon Diggs. I like a lot of the pieces they have, but losing Byron Jones is going to hurt a lot more than people think it was. Just because this man had 2 picks, he shut down a whole side of the field. It's not even just about the picks. Byron Jones wouldn't even get targeted most of the time. He's just, losing him is just huge.
All right, and last but not least, let's go to Pittsburgh.
I'm not really too terrified of Pittsburgh. I mean, it's an old-fashioned rivalry, you know, between the Super Bowl with, you know, these two teams. But Big Ben, who knows if he's going to make it through the season. They got Juju, Deontay Johnson, you know, they still got Connor. But that defense is okay. I mean, I do like me some T.J. Watt. He should have been a Cowboy, but instead we drafted soft-ass Taco. You know, he's a bum. I do think Dallas beats Pittsburgh. So
I see a couple of these games where I said they could win, and some of these games where I said they could lose. They could honestly be flipped. There's always those few games on the schedule that a team just comes out ready, more ready than you that day too. So you never know. Like one of these teams, like I said, like Pittsburgh, Atlanta, they could be on it that day and they could beat them. So I see Dallas's floor as 10-6 this year, and I see them high as potentially 12-4. But I'm going to go in between with 11-5. I think I have them.
All right, 11-5. So 11-5. So 13-3 for the Bucks, 12-4 for Green Bay. Jets at 11-5. Cowboys copycat at 11-5. And last but not least, the Jacksonville Duval Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, so we're gonna start at Baltimore. Yeah, that's an L. Losing right off the bat.
They gave it to him.
Cincinnati, I think it's an L. I don't think Jacksonville. Maybe, you know, I don't trust this defense. I don't trust anything until they come out and show it. So I think Cincinnati, I think they have enough firepower with Joey Burrow back there. I like their receivers. I like their backs. I think they can take it to Jacksonville. I'm going to give that an L. Green Bay, that's an L. So we're 3-0. I think.
We're 0-3?
Yeah, we're 0-3. You know what I mean. Houston, I think we split with Houston. We usually always do. So I'll go 1-3 there. I think the Colts sweep us because for some reason the Colts always play us hard no matter what. They always fucking destroy us.
And always, in division games are always tough no matter what. So
I think with a veteran quarterback like Phillip Rivers, I think he'll be able to pick our defense who's not gonna gel, you know what I mean? They don't have a lot of playing together, obviously. So I think that's a loss right there. I think we get sweep both. Next would be Tennessee. I think Tennessee's just on another level. I think they're going to win this division. I think they're going to do it easily.
Brissett's still there, right?
Who?
Brissett?
Yeah, but he's third string right now. They have Phillip Rivers. They drafted a quarterback. They drafted a quarterback in the fourth, Jacob Easton out of Washington, big arm. I think they're grooming him. So I think, Brissett.
I don't think that makes him third string.
I think he's going to be third string. I think he'll be traded. I think you'll see if there's like an injury or something that pops up. I wouldn't even be surprised if you see New England call. There's familiarity with him. I think you can Brissett back there if their boys don't work out. So, I
don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, and then I got Cleveland. That's an L. They got firepower all over the place. Jacksonville, notorious for struggling with tight ends, and they got 16 of them. So they're going to be running it down our throats. Pittsburgh, I got a W because we just play Pittsburgh good all the time. We could play Pittsburgh really good. No weapons really scare me. Big Ben, I think, is in his last year or two. And I think we could take the Pittsburgh. Chicago.
Yeah, you gave him Pittsburgh troubles past a couple years. So.
Yeah, the only team to beat Pittsburgh in the regular season and in the playoffs is Jacksonville, and they did it twice.
Yep. I can't believe my man is talking shit about himself right now.
But I'm being honest, motherfucker. What are we talking about? I think we go to Chicago. I think we get a win there. Their defense is really good. I don't think their offense. I think Chicago is gonna lose a lot of games this year. If it's Nick or if it's Trubisky, their offense doesn't scare me at all. I feel bad for Allen Robinson. That dude left Blake Bortles and went to a worse quarterback. So
poor RIP.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a dub. We go to Detroit. I think that's a dub. I think, and that could be a stretch. You know what I mean? Because Detroit's getting better. They could definitely probably beat us, but I think that I'm trying to throw my boys a bone. I think Detroit's a winnable game. And then I think it's
an upset game.
Yeah, I think they get swept the rest of the time. Miami, I think, beats them. Chargers, I think, beats them. They got two good pass rushers with Bosa and Ingram. Minnesota, I think Minnesota's a great team. I think they're going to beat them, and that's it. So I got them going, I believe, 4-12.
Here comes Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, exactly. Their best player right now is playing down in Clemson. So our boys are going to be up there.
I think you need to lose a little bit more, though, than that to get Lawrence.
Yeah, you might have to lose. You might have to go 3-13.
They got two first-round picks.
You know, those Patriots are going 0-16, if we're being honest. You know, they're done. Get them out of here.
I don't see the Patriots. Like I said, I'm hoping they don't. Listen, if they get Trevor Lawrence, I literally might hang myself in my closet.
Listen, no. To be honest,
I really don't want them to suck too bad this year because, like you said, if Trevor goes there, we're in trouble with seeing them.
Listen, Jacksonville got two first-round picks. The only person you gotta worry about Detroit, you gotta worry about Chicago, Maybe Atlanta if they go bad. But really else, who really today needs a quarterback? Let's go. New England could take one. Miami's not going to take a quarterback. Pittsburgh, if they have a bad year, I can see taking a quarterback. Cleveland's not.
The Redskins could be in play, too. You never know.
I think regardless, the Steelers, they need to do something because, obviously, Mason Rudolph wasn't the answer.
Yeah.
And who else, Pat, was it? Dinah Hodges wasn't the answer. But Pittsburgh's, they're going to be in the market for quarterback this year, or next year, regardless. I just think they have to make a move soon.
My hope is that somebody who doesn't need a quarterback wins. Let's say the Jets, Giants. I'm just trying to throw names out there. Let's say, you know, fucking Carolina or somebody. They finish with a real bad record. They get the number one pick. I feel like Jacksonville has the most ammo because they'll have a top five pick. And they'll have the Rams pick. I think they can make a package to get up there and get
You can easily trade up with your first round picks.
You're naming off the lowest team. So, real quick, who do you think are your seven teams in the NFC and AFC to make the playoffs this year?
Well, that's funny. I got right here. Let's go. So, for the North, NFC North, I have Minnesota winning. Sorry, Darren. I have Minnesota coming in.
Oh, that's you have Minnesota taking the division.
Yeah, I got Minnesota taking the division.
Even with the loss of Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, you know, questionable.
Anybody have a cup so wrong and piss in it? Because I think he's on drugs.
No, I think you guys are sleeping on Minnesota. Did Minnesota not make the playoffs last year?
Barely. I feel like they barely made it.
I think they are a well-coached team, but I think they lost a lot of players. I think they are still going to be competitive. I do think they might make the playoffs. They might be like that potential seventh seed, but I don't know if I see them winning that whole division, man. Like Darren said, I think Rodgers is going to come out here slinging this year. He's going to be ready to roll with Jordan Love right there.
All
right,
so Shawnee, give me yours. Who do you think will come out of the North?
So I personally do not think Tampa is going 13-3. I do think they're going to be up there. I don't think they're going to be the number one seed in the NFC. I actually do think that it's going to be the Packers and Niners again, the 1-2. I don't know. Like Darren said, I don't think the Packers have got much worse at all. They improved a little bit. I do think they missed big time in the draft. They really should have got some of these receivers. There's just tons of receivers on the board.
All right, so Division winners, you got Green Bay coming out of the North.
All right, Green Bay coming out of the North. I do got Tampa winning their division. I got San Fran winning theirs. And I do think Dallas takes their division. But Philly's going to be 10-6. All right,
so you got Tampa coming out of the South. You said the Niners?
Niners, yep.
So Niners are going to be coming out of the West, I believe, right?
Yep.
All right. Who do you got coming out of the East? Cowboys?
Dallas, yep.
All right. So let's go back to me. The South, I agree with Shawnee. I got Tampa Bay coming out. The West, let me take a look real quick. I think Sam, I don't know. I'm going to go with, this might be a shocker. I'm going to go with Arizona coming out of the West.
It's not much of a shocker.
They got
the potential to do it.
I'm going to go with Arizona. And the East, I'm going to double up the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to take that division easy. All right, Wayne, who do you think? Let's go North, South, East, and West for the NFC.
Let me see this fucking paper we got here. What we got? What are we doing? NFC?
Yeah, NFC North, South, East, and West, right there. So
what you got?
AFC East.
All right, so we're doing AFC or NFC?
NFC first.
NFC?
Yep.
I got Green Bay taking the North. I just think the other three teams, I mean, obviously Chicago, Detroit, I don't think you have much to worry about. And I think, I don't trust Kirk Cousins. I don't think he's going to, you know, they might be that wild card team. I think Green Bay is going to take the division for sure. And then we got the South, NFC South. I'm going to give it to the Saints.
I think
the Saints are going to pull it out. You know, it's going to be nice to see Brady and you know, Breeze going twice a year. They're going to be some sick games. But
it's going to be nice seeing Rodgers and Brady going at it again too. You know, in the year, that's going to be great to see those two going at it again.
Yeah, but I still believe that the Saints are the team to beat. So I think I'm going to give the Saints. The East, I'm going Dallas. I mean, it's simple. Yeah. Those other teams just they're not at that level Dallas is. So that's easy. And then the West, I'm going to go, I have to go with the San Fran. Yeah, I got to go with San Fran. I just don't, you know, it. The Rams could give them a run for the money. Seattle's always tough. That is a very tough division.
Yeah, that division is really a toss-up. I mean, I think all four of those teams have a chance, but, you know, I'm going to just roll with the Niners because they got to the Super Bowl.
Right,
so.
You
got to
go defending, you know, defending NFC champs.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to. I mean, like you, we said, that division is fucking tough. So,
all right. So who do you think the three wild card teams be?
Well, let's slow down. Let's stick with the NFC North, South, East, and West. Anthony, give us your divisional winners. NFC
Green
North
Bay.
Is the so you're gonna go Green Bay for the North.
Yeah.
All right, South Tampa Bay. You going Tampa?
Yeah.
All right, West. We have two people for the Niners. I have Arizona. I have Arizona.
You're definitely gonna get pissed.
Also, Seattle. Yeah, Seattle and the Rams.
I think Seattle wins it.
You think Seattle?
I think any four of those teams can get it. Good division. They're all tough.
And the NFC East. Who do you have?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. So it's four for the Cowboys. All right, Derek. Same question to you. Let's go.
Give me the Packers, sir. Give me the Packers. I'm gonna take Cowboys. This year, dude, they're firepower on offense. They have no reason.
Listen, I hate to say this. It boils my blood, but I think Philly is going to be right on their tail. Like, I think that those two are just going to go at it all year long.
Yeah,
Philly, it's going to be a neck and neck race.
Philly, dude, it feels like Philly has injuries every year, dude. Philly's just piles up injuries. So I guess it all depends on how they're going to be, but I think Cowboys, dude, I think they just loaded up.
Wentz, he is an elite quarterback. I mean, with what he went through last year with having no talent and to still get it done those last several games, I mean, you got to respect that.
All right, so also,
what do you got for
Tampa
West?
Bay.
So
I would take
Bay.
Tampa Bay, right. And then I'm also going to take San Fran, you know, defending NFC. I hope they do. You know, get to the playoffs, and you know we get a nice little second round meeting.
All right.
Okay. The same.
All right. Yeah. So just a recap for the North. I took Minnesota. Everybody else took Green Bay. For the South, everybody took Tampa Bay. Besides me, I took New Orleans. West was a little divided. 49ers got two votes with Shawnee and Wayne. I took Arizona. Anthony took Seattle, and East was a clean sweep of East of Detroit. Fucking my kid came down, fucked me all up.
New Orleans and Tampa Bay, bro. I think that's gonna be a good toss up.
I heavily believe the Saints.
Right, let's go to three wild card for the NFC. I'll start. I'm gonna go. Green Bay will grab a wild card. Who else do we have here? I think Seattle grabs a wild card. And then let me see. And I'll go with New Orleans.
The NFC is loaded, man.
Yeah.
They are loaded.
So, again.
Okay. So Ron went with Green Bay, Seattle, and the Saints for the three teams. I'll go next. That whole division might be in the playoffs.
It might be. Very possible.
I'm gonna go. I think Atlanta, Tampa will make the card. I think Seattle, and I think Philly.
So you're gonna go with Tampa.
Yeah. Tampa. I'm going with Tampa, Seattle, and Philly for my three.
Tampa, Seattle, Philly.
Yeah, I think Philly squeaks in. I do.
Didn't you pick Tampa for your division winner?
No, I picked the Saints.
Oh, you did. You did pick the Saints.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Okay. So you got Tampa, Seattle, Philly.
Yeah.
All right. Shawnee, who you got?
All right, so my three wildcard teams, I got the Saints, Arizona, and Philly, and my bold prediction is the Saints go from the wild card all the way to the Super Bowl.
So one more time, it was the Saints who?
Arizona and Philly, and I think the Saints go all the way to the Super Bowl from the wild card.
All right, Darren Anthony, or do we do Darren first?
Yeah, no, I agree. I completely with Sean. I think it's the Saints, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Philadelphia Eagles. I do think that the Saints, if there's a year, bro, Drew Brees deserves one. I think if there's a year for the Saints, it'd be this year.
All right. So we got our wild card. We got our wild card, our division sets for NFC. Let's go. After a while, it's breaking shit.
Anthony needs to vote, too.
Oh, Anthony, you didn't vote yet? What do you got, Anthony, for your wild cards?
Niners, Saints, and Vikings.
Oh, you're putting the Vikings in. They're speaking in, huh?
Throwing the Vikings in.
Throwing the Vikings in. I like it.
I'll be sleeping on the Vikings.
I mean, I
like the Vikings. Like, I get it. Way better than the Eagles.
You think they got a better overall team?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
maybe good. Not the better quarterback.
Right. I do. Like I said earlier, I think Wentz is an elite quarterback. So I think Philly will definitely squeak in there. So that's what we got for NFC. Let's head over to the AFC. AFC East, South, North, and West. I guess I'll start it off. East. I'm biased. I'm going Jets. I think the Jets get it done. I'm a realistic Jets fan. I think they'll get it done. I really do. I don't think it will be. I think it's gonna be a tight division. I do think that they'll just take it though. I think they're gonna squeak out and take the division. So for the South, I'm gonna go Houston. I don't think Tennessee will be as good as they were last year. The Colts, I think they'll be probably in the running, but they'll die down at the end. And Jacksonville, obviously, they ain't doing nothing. So, but yeah, Tennessee, I think caught fire at the right time last year, and they were hot. I don't think they're gonna have that same type of momentum. So I don't think they're gonna, I don't think they're gonna do as well as they did last year. So I got Houston winning the division for the South. North, I gotta go Baltimore, just because who's stopping them? I mean, obviously they did get stopped in the playoffs, but that offense is scary. Lamar's scary. I think it's gonna be another year where they just run ransack on the league.
And so, not only that, they had one of the best drafts in the NFL too. On top of what
right,
they got
had, the
so.
Rich get richer. You know what I mean? So I think Baltimore's taking it easily. West, I'm going Kansas City. But, that's a tough division, too, though. Those division games are really tough in the West. I mean, Denver always plays Kansas City tough. All four of those teams always play tough against each other. So, but I'm still pulling out. You got to go with the defending champs. So, I'm going Kansas City. All
right, so I missed it. So, who are your top?
I picked Jets, Baltimore. What are you talking about? The AFC? I picked Jets, Baltimore, Houston, and I picked the Chiefs.
So Jets, Houston, Baltimore.
Yep. Balti.
And Kansas City.
Yep.
All right, Sean, who do you got in the AFC?
For the East, I think it's going to be between three teams, Buffalo, New York, and Miami. I have Miami as a sneaky good team, man. I think they built that team well. But as much as I'm a big Josh Allen hater, I do think the Bills just barely squeak it out over the Jets.
I'll give you some love because you said squeak. Ow.
No, I do think the Jets are going to be good this year, man. I just that's tough. That's a hard division to pick.
Yeah, it's the open. It's so open. It's not been this open of a division in almost 20-something years, over 20-something
yeah,
years.
So it's weird sitting here thinking that the Patriots really might not even have a chance to win the division to me. Like, I mean, unless they make a bold move and sign, get, like, maybe Cam or trade for something.
I don't think they will. I think Belichick's ego will be the downfall of him. I think he's so hard-headed. He thinks he's so, smart. I think he thinks he can win with this dude, and he's not going to. And as we all know, Belichick isn't signing big money deals. He's never signed big money deals. And if you don't play the Patriot way, you're out of there. I mean, shit. Gronkowski literally pretty much said he got tired of playing for New England because of the way it's they're structured. See, it almost killed the fun of football for the guy. You know what I mean? So that says a lot about how it's run. I mean, obviously it works. Six rings. You know what I mean? But it wears on
you. And you're talking about Gronk, one of the craziest guys in the NFL. Right. You ruin the fun to that guy. Like, you got to be doing something.
Right. So I just I think, mark my words, I think Belichick's ego will be the downfall of the Patriots for sure. So what else you got?
For the North, I got the Ravens. Just, I think they're too good, man. They are built all around, and they just added. They got richer, like Wayne said. So, I got the Ravens all the way in that division.
All right, let's go to the South.
The South, I'm gonna be surprising here, and I'm gonna take the Colts. I don't trust Bill O'Brien. I don't think he's a good coach. I do like Deshaun Watson. Think he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, if I'm being honest. I just don't trust Bill O'Brien. I think that is literally what kills that team. He's like Jason Garrett. It's just the same coach. Just always finds a way to mess up a game. So I'm going to give it to the Colts, but I do think the Texans will be on their trail, but I'm going to give it to the Colts. The West, one of the toughest divisions in the AFC, if you ask me. I think the Raiders are going to be on it this year. Denver's got a lot of weapons. Is Drew Lock going to be solid? Who knows? The Chargers may have one of the best defenses in football. You added Chris Harris. You draft Kenneth Murray. You got Ingram and Bosa coming off the edge still. You got Derwin James back there. They're going to be a tough out, but I'm going to give it to Kansas City again. You can't stop Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes is a freak of nature. I mean, the guy, he's almost as, like, Mike Vick was in Madden. He's a cheat code almost. I mean, the dude just makes outlandish throws and, you know, and he's smart too. So he's not just athletic; he's a smart quarterback, which is
bullshit, ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't usually get, you know, athleticism and smartness. Usually, you only get one or the other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we all know Brady got the smarts, but he's not athletic. You know,
man, Chicago fans.
Rodgers is another one that's at. Rodgers was another quarterback that was athletic. You know, I mean, he's not as athletic as he is now as he was earlier in his career, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's another one that's the rare breed that has the smarts and.
That's who people compare Patrick Mahomes to coming into the league. They compared him to Aaron Rodgers.
If you're getting compared to Aaron Rodgers, I think you're doing pretty well for yourself.
I tell you what, though, that boy Jordan loves getting compared to Patrick Mahomes already with his arm strength, so that's something to look out for later on.
He has a good arm. It's just his decision-making, and I think that's where Aaron Rodgers can help him out, because Aaron Rodgers has made a career off of not turning the ball over.
Yeah, right, so I think that would be a great thing for
him. Yeah, right there.
I think arm strength, you know, is nice to have for sure in the NFL today, but if you don't know where to put the ball, I don't mean shit.
All right, so let's go.
Exactly.
Let's go, Anthony. Who do you have for the AFC?
No, dude, I'll be a wink. I'll take the Jets.
My boy, I'm going to give you a kiss when I see you next.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Right on the lips.
Is that so?
I'm just talking about Corona free.
That's right. I've been Corona free. That's the East.
What do you got for South? Houston, Colts, Tennessee.
I think the Titans again, to be honest.
You going Tennessee? Yeah.
It's the only team that I can actually trust. Like,
you trust Tannehill to get it done?
Not.
Then eventually, you're going to have to. We've seen it. You're going to have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
You're going to run into. We all know you're going to run into the Chiefs eventually. If you want to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to catch the Chiefs at one point or another, and you got to throw the fucking football. You can't.
But they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs last year during the regular season.
Yeah, but I don't think the Chiefs were 100% yet. You know, I don't think they were actually hit their stride, you know, earlier in the year. No, I didn't take Seattle.
Who took Seattle?
I took Seattle.
I think Anthony
took Seattle.
Yeah. Ronald's putting together a bracket. What were we saying? But yeah, I just don't think Tannehill can get it done. I don't think he has. And they have a good offense, though. Don't get it wrong. That A.J. Brown, that dude's a fucking freak. You know, I just don't think, though, Tannehill is going to be able to outsling some of these. Like we just said earlier, it's a high-powered offensive league. I don't think he does have the ability to out-throw all these quarterbacks. All
right, who do you got for the doors?
But good day. You never know. It's the NFL, so.
I'm taking Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah. I think Baltimore might be the pick across the board.
And
the last but not least, we have... You go with Chiefs again?
Chiefs. I don't really see any competition for the Chiefs.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I think the Chiefs are going to fucking... I don't want to talk about it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
All right, D, who you got?
I'm starting off with the East. Give me the Bills. I just think the Bills.
Damn, Wayne, you just going to let him slide through that?
I'm putting my dick right in my potatoes when I see him. Yeah.
Listen, the extra wild card spot, you know, Jets.
Nah, bullshit. I don't shut your mouth there, and I'm going to mute your ass right now. I'm going to kick your ass in.
Just take the spot I'm giving them, all right, and just
move on.
Appreciate it.
Move it on.
Anyway, then I'm going to take me to Baltimore Ravens because, you know, at their second year with Lamar Jackson in that offense, oh, my God, this is going to be disgusting. I think the Texans will take the South. I think the Titans will give them a run for their money. I think the Colts are going to be out there also. Dag, not so much. But I think the Texans are going to – I trust Deshaun Watson, dude. Even way getting the Redskins or DeAndre Hopkins, they're pretty lucky, I believe.
Sean, did you take the Colts in the South?
I took the Colts because, I'm not a big fan of Bill O'Brien coaching the Texans.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, I mean, obviously, just look at the trade he did. But moving on.
Anyway, and I'll end it out. I'll take the motherfucking Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
Chiefs.
All right, so who's left to pick? Just me?
Just you. I think Ron likes to be, I think he likes to try to be best for last, but we all know he's not the best.
Relax. He thinks he's best for last, but he just last.
All right, so I'm going to go. I'm also going to take Buffalo. I think
you got no respect for my team, bro.
I think Buffalo got a good defense. I'm actually probably one of the few here who I think Josh Allen's gonna have a big year this year.
I'm marking his dude. I'm taking his face right off the podcast.
I tell you what,
Wayne's writing down all of our names who picked the Bills, and he's gonna come after.
Oh, you listen. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I cannot wait for NFL season to start. Hopefully, it starts.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's gonna have a big year. So I'm gonna go with Buffalo. I got Minnesota taking. Oh, sorry, Minnesota. I already said that. I got Baltimore taking the North. Who else do I got? Let me see. Here. I got Tennessee taking the South, and I got Kansas City.
So everybody pretty much picked Baltimore.
Shawnee, who did you take for the? Did you take New York, Shawnee, or you took Buffalo?
I took Buffalo.
You took Buffalo.
Right. I was upstairs. No one was writing this down for me.
I know you're
right.
You
took Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Everybody took Kansas City?
Yeah. Kansas City and Baltimore, I think, were supposed to
be. Kansas City. All
right, let's go with the wild cards.
Yeah, Kansas City, Baltimore.
You start us off with the wild cards.
My wild cards, like I said, for the East, I'm going to have the Jets right there on Buffalo's tail. I think the Jets are going to be the fifth seed. I think they're going to have a good year. They're going to surprise some people. Denzel Mims is a beast.
All right, so Jets.
You're getting a kiss.
That's my next wild card spot will be the Raiders.
I think
they had not a great draft. I think they reached a lot, but they still got good players. So I think Derek Carr is going to fight for that job against Mariota all year, and I think he's going to prevail and have a good season. And my last slot for the wild card will be the Cleveland Browns.
I think they just sneak
in just barely.
Cleveland. Right, let's go to Anthony.
I'll take Houston and Indy.
You got Houston?
And Indy.
Houston, you got three coming out of the South. Tough.
And probably the Bills.
Alright, so you got Houston, Indy, and you got Buffalo. Darren, let's kick over to you.
Give me the Jets. I think the Jets would win the wild card.
Jets?
Get them back to the playoffs. I think the Browns are also going to sneak into the playoffs. There's no reason they shouldn't with all the weapons they have. I think the Titans, I think they're going to take that spot also. The Titans are going to come up and
You picked the Titans to win the division.
Did I?
So who else you got? You got him.
You got him double. They go with doubles.
No, you got Tennessee winning the division, buddy.
No, I thought I picked Houston, sir.
I think you did pick Houston, Rod.
He did pick you. I think Anthony picked Tennessee. Darren picked Houston.
Yeah, you fucked up, Mr. Ray. Mr. Ray or down. You
should have picked Houston, bro.
Yeah, you did, Darren.
I'm sorry, no one wrote it down for me.
That got me fucked up. All
right, Wayne, go to your three.
I'm going Indy. I think Rivers will squeak in. You know, the Colts are going to be a tough team. It's just, like I said, it's just a matter of what Rivers do we get. If he could go any way, if he could get to even a piece of what he was 3-4 years ago with that offense and that tough defense, they get in. I do.
So it's Indy?
Yeah, I'm going Indy. I think the Bills will get in, too. I think the Bills are tough. The Bills will get in. And I also do think that I'm going to go with Denver.
Denver.
I'm going to go with Denver, the sleeper with Denver. I don't think it'll beat the Jets, but they might get in the playoffs.
All right, for me, let's see here.
The talent they have, especially on the defensive end, too.
Yeah, I think they could get in. They're sneaky.
Yeah.
I think if Big Ben stays healthy, I'd put the Steelers in there over the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Ben stays, and well, also too though, what's he gonna play like though? I mean, shit, we haven't seen him in what, almost 2 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what's his level of play at? I mean, the dude's not a spring chicken. You know, and
yeah, Marcus, 26.
Right. He's an old cat, and I honestly don't think, I mean, luckily he's in a good line and he does have a good, you know, Connor could, if he stays healthy, Connor's a good running back and he does have, you know, Juju still, and but what's his level of play at is my question with Ben. And can he stay healthy for a full year? So That's my issue with Pittsburgh.
All right, and then I'll finish it off. I'm going to go Cleveland, Denver, and Miami. Yes, I don't have the
Jets. Miami, they are sneaky.
Dude, we got a drug test for some bitch. He is higher than a motherfucking kite right now.
I'm telling you, bro. Give me a cup so this dude can piss it. I bitch say that the whole... Yo, someone's pissing right now. There, I see the toilet.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
That's funny as shit.
Oh, shit. Darren's cracking me the fuck up, boy. I tell ya.
All right, so we will recap real quick.
Darren's just looking...
Oh, shit.
What are you doing? Oh, that's it. It was me. Oh, man. Oh, good thing I'll put this right off Facebook.
All
right,
so let's go. Let's recap.
My fault, bro. Oh, man. I took it off. Oh, you got
that. All right, so we're going to recap. So the NFC North.
He's being interrupted.
Yeah, NFC North. Anthony's taking Green Bay. I'm taking Minnesota, and everybody else is taking Green Bay. NFC South.
Where's the NFC? Why are we rereading it?
Well, no, I'm just... Oh, it's okay. A recap, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, recap is nuts. Damn.
So NFC South, everybody's on Tampa Bay, but Wayne. Wayne's taking New Orleans. The East, it's a full Dallas sweep. NFC West, Anthony, Seattle. I'm taking Arizona. Sean is on the Niners. Wayne is on the Niners. And Darren's also on the Niners. AFC North, Baltimore all the way around. AFC South, Anthony's with Tennessee. I'm taking Tennessee. Wayne's going Houston. Darren's going Houston. Sean with the Colts. AFC East, Anthony taking the Jets. I'm with Buffalo. Sean is with Buffalo. Wayne is with the Jets. Darren's with Buffalo. AFC West, the full Kansas City sweep. Wild card for Anthony. Houston, Indy, Buffalo. Myself is Cleveland, Denver, Miami. Shawnee's Jets, Raiders, Cleveland. Wayne, Indy, Buffalo, Denver, and Darren, Jets, Cleveland, Tennessee. And for the wild card for the NFC, I went Green Bay, Seattle, New Orleans. Did everybody else remember what they said?
No, I forgot it right.
Yep.
What you have, Shawnee?
I got New Orleans, Philly, and Arizona, and I got New Orleans winning the Super Bowl.
New Orleans, Philly, Arizona. Anthony.
I think it was New Orleans, Niners, and Vikings.
I think I was Seattle, Philly, and I forget. For the 13, I picked.
You got Seattle?
I picked Seattle, Philly.
Tampa Bay,
yeah.
Darren.
Seattle, or no, it was
Philly, Arizona, and who the fuck did I pick? Saints.
Saints.
Yeah, we had the same. Yeah, Darren and I had the same one.
All right, so now let's go. Last segment, we'll do the Super Bowl winners. You know, too early because we don't know what's going on. We'll probably update it every couple weeks. Well, let's start with Shawnee, Super Bowl winner.
He's a bit of a
All right, so we're gonna break it down into two parts real quick. Biased opinion, Dallas is going all the way, baby.
There it is.
Dominating the whole week.
Get it.
But in my unbiased opinion, the Saints take it this year. It's time for Drew Brees to get that second ring.
All right, so we got Shawnee going with the Saints.
Facts.
We'll go with Anthony.
Fucking Tampa Bay, dude, all the way.
Tampa Bay. Winning.
Obviously, you want your team to win. You know, I would love to see the Jets win a ring. I'd probably sell both my nuts to see the Jets win one.
What about I'm
selling Parker.
Parker's gone?
Parker's
they
gone.
Call you tomorrow, Parker's gone.
Yeah.
You packing his bag or just letting him pick him up?
No,
kid gone.
There he is.
No, I'm just kidding. I love my son. I would never trade my son for a Super Bowl ring.
Sure?
Maybe. No, but I think, you know, you never know. I mean, listen, we've seen teams. Look at the Giants, you know. They were you're gonna sit there and tell me the Giants were better than both those Patriot teams when the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl? You're smoking crack.
2008, they were.
But you just get hot. Any team, you get hot at the right moment, man. You could go all the way, you know.
So who you
think? I do think one of those teams that can get hot will be the Arizona Cardinals, man. If they get rolling with that offense, they could. I think they could score with anybody.
Anybody got a chance? You just
do. Then they're right next to the border, so booger sugar is really accessible.
There it is. What's your pick?
I do think, honestly, I think I'm gonna go the Saints too. I think it's time for Breeze will get one before he goes.
So you're gonna go with the Saints.
Yeah, I
got two on the Saints way.
I think it's also too more of a personal thing. I think I would like to see Breeze get one more. You know, obviously I want to see my team win, but I think Breeze gets one more.
All right, I'll go next. I got Kansas City repeating. I think Kansas City is just. I think they're going to beat the New England Patriots. I think they're going to have a good 4 or 5 year run and win 2 or 3. Let's go with Darren.
By the way, real quick, for the AFC, I do think we get to see Baltimore and Kansas City in the championship game. The one game we got stripped of last year in the playoffs, and I do think it'll be a Kansas City repeat into the Super Bowl with the Saints beat them.
Darren, who you got?
Dude, I obviously I'm a Packers fan. Being a Packers fan, all you expect is championship greatness. But, dude, I want the Packers to win so bad. But I think it's just Drew Brees' year, dude. I just think the Saints are well enough rounded to finally get there this year. And, yeah, I just think it's their time.
All right, so we have three Saints for Shawnee, Wayne, and Darren. Anthony's homegrown Tampa Bay. And I'm going Kansas City.
So they are.
Patriots. I mean, honestly, I fully believe Green Bay is making it, but I fully believe Green Bay is going to be there.
My heart tells me the Jets will be in the Super Bowl, but realistically,
it starts Week One, baby. We're all going to hope our teams get there, but
at the end of the year, as long as there's an NFL season this year, we will go back and we will read through these picks and see. Who was closest? Who was right? Who was wrong? Hit or miss? Right?
It could be a completely different year, dude. Especially with no fans, it can kind of be like, you know, like a backyard football kind of feeling kind of out there with no fans. There's you and the boys.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Listen, this NFL season almost feels like a Madden fantasy draft. I mean, the moves that were made this year. I mean, Brady to the Bucs, Gronk to the Bucs, Rivers to the Colts. It's just like it's a whole new league. It doesn't even feel like the NFL. It's like I said, it's an NFL fantasy draft for like Madden, it feels like, man. So I'm excited to see, though. You know, the biggest storyline for me this year, though, is Brady and Belichick. You know, what's going to happen? You know, I think, honestly, Belichick won't win shit this year. I think, you know, I think he got lucky. You know, Brady was his guy. I mean, but then again, you don't know, though, because, I mean, Matt Castle, 11-5. You know, but
I don't think
they go 0-16.
No, they they're getting some wins. The Belichick's too good of a coach to not win any games. But
yeah, like he come on, like the year I think it was Brady was either hurt or suspended.
Yeah, he went for what three and one with Jimmy G and Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, Jimmy G and then Jacoby he went 3-1 with. So, you know, I think too that was a better team though than he has now. I don't that team.
Yeah, but
kind
I mean
depleted.
The system hasn't changed.
No, the system hasn't changed. You're right, but if the players aren't good enough to fit the system, what's the system good for?
But as everybody keeps saying, you know, Belichick's system, you know, regardless of the players, is it Tom Brady or is it Belichick?
Right, and that's my favorite topic this year. That's the big topic for me is what's going to happen between those two. Wouldn't it be some bullshit though, dude, if the fucking Patriots made the Super Bowl and they played?
Don't
Tampa
fucking
Bay?
Say it, dude. Stop.
No, I'm saying this. If they made it to the Super Bowl this year, listen, if Tampa
Bay... Dude, if they make it to the Super Bowl this year, bro, the fuck's, dude, the NFL's rigged.
I'm right, exactly. If Tampa Bay and New England go to the Super Bowl this year, bro, that NFL would just prove to you that this shit is rigged. That what kind of story would that be? Am I right, though?
I will cry myself to sleep.
That's like a movie. It's like a movie script. You know what I mean?
I will never be more disgusted in my life if I have to see... Brady versus Belichick because I'm tired of both of those guys winning.
I'd cry myself to sleep every night. No doubt about it. But on that note, we've done an hour and 30 worth of football talk, so we're going to wrap it up this session. Ron, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, thank you, bitches, for coming on. I think half your records are crazy. I agree.
Says the man who's on crack.
I'm sorry, we're going 4-12. I go with Shawnee. I think Cowboys had the most... Shawnee had the most realistic record. I think you're going 8-8. I'm dropping Darren's down by 2, and Tampa Bay's not too bad. But no, it was a good time.
Listen,
hopefully the audio
works.
I'm a
diehard Cowboys fan. I know disappointment more than anybody, probably, man. Having talented teams year after year and just blowing it.
You think you know disappointment trying to be a Jets fan?
Yeah, Shawnee, I know definitely know disappointment.
Try being
I
a fucking Packers fan and make it there every year.
Listen, Wayne, as Ron always says to me, at least your team doesn't give you false hope like Dallas does every year, right?
Yeah, sure. I know what my team is looking like. but on that note, guys, it's a pleasure for having you. Thank you for coming on the podcast. We appreciate you taking the time and bullshitting sports. And
thank you, boys.
We're going to upload this video to probably tomorrow, and we'll tag you in it. And make sure you share it, like it, get it out there for us. All right, guys?
Got it, boys.
All right, thanks for having me.
Have a good night, guys.
Have a good one.